Hi, I'm Maria from ROICR.
Hi, I'm Dan Schlattman.
And I'm Suzanne Schlattman.
Can you guys tell me where we are?
We're at my house, our house, 297 West 31st Street in Remington.
What do you guys do?
Oh, I'm an engineer. I work at a biomedical research device company.
And I work at Healthcare for All, which is a nonprofit that helps people get health insurance.
What instruments do you play, if you do play any?
I play guitar. The first instrument I ever learned was violin, but I don't really know that anymore. So guitar, mandolin, ukulele, and banjo, and I'm starting to learn piano.
Yeah, kind of like Dan's violin. The very first instrument I learned was alto saxophone, but I haven't played that in many years. And then I learned piano and French horn, and I sing a lot, probably the most of any of them. And I played the bass a little bit.
The electric bass.
How long have you been playing these instruments or singing for you?
I started playing guitar in 2005, so 5 years for that. And I got the mandolin maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and the other instruments are a lot younger than that, just a few months or years old.
Yeah, singing I've probably been doing ever since I was born. My mom sings all the time, so I always sing with her. And the other instruments just kind of pick up the school, you know, when you're in band or things like that, because I really like being around music.
Who inspires you?
I like smaller, like lesser-known bands, like Caleb Stein actually is a huge inspiration to me, even though he's not like a huge world-renowned artist. He's definitely known around here in Baltimore, but
and his audience is growing.
Yeah, it's okay. Growing big time, but he's a huge inspiration to me, and similar artists to him like Townes Van Zandt and other famous, you know, country artists, but also Bob Dylan and the Beatles and, you know, major bands as well, I guess.
Yeah, I'd probably say Susan Tedeschi is my favorite female vocalist. I really like blues and stuff like that.
If you could play for anyone, who would it be?
I guess my wife, Suzanne.
Yeah, I really like making music together. It would probably be anyone who we could make music with. You know, my grandmother was a really big musician, and I have her picture on the piano because she would, like, just the soul you can feel. It was, like, almost tangible when she played.
Have you ever performed in public?
I did a few open mics. I did one at the Diz and a few on campus just for fun. Like, it was mostly friends and stuff.
Have you? Cowboy church.
Oh, yeah. me and Suze both performed at this cowboy church back in Missouri. It's where my family goes to church.
What do you mean by cowboy church?
That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a very good question. It's just like a regular, like, non-denominational kind of church, but it's really cowboy-themed. So there's a lot of, like, lassos and spurs and stuff, and everybody's wearing cowboy hats, and they're talking about getting horses on the land. It was the building that they do it in is originally my dad built this building, and he sold it to them, or he actually rents it to them right now. So and my dad and my mom go to church there pretty regularly.
Yeah, I'm from a small town, so we used to sing a lot in church or anywhere else they needed music. My family usually played. I haven't really performed, so to speak, anywhere in Baltimore. Just still taking in all there is to the city, but we play here mostly. Yeah. Whenever I go home, we always sing.
Where are you from?
I'm from St. Louis, Missouri.
And I'm from Garrett County, Maryland. It's the farthest west you can go and still be in Maryland.
How long have you lived in Remington?
I moved here in 2007.
Yeah, we love it here.
I guess whenever you're ready to perform.